The following program, The Russ Belville Show, is intended for responsible adults only. We advocate to the repeal of marijuana prohibition for adults. We discuss the science, culture, and controversy about America's marijuana laws. We do not advocate any illegal activity and encourage all listeners to learn their state and federal marijuana laws. Opinions and claims made by guests and advertisers on The Russ Belville Show are their own, and The Russ Belville Show cannot be held legally responsible for their validity or reliability. Viewer discretion is advised.
You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it.
And it goes down smooth. Hey!
Spanning the continent to bring you the truth about cannabis and marijuana law reform.
I smoke pot and I like it a lot.
From the promise of legalization. To the agony of prohibition.
One major responsibility is to encourage people to use less drugs.
The Russ Belville Show, the voice of the marijuana nation.
Yeah, I hear you had a question for me.
Now, here's your host, Radical Russ Belville.
All right, good day, tokers and tokettes, and welcome. It is Thursday, April 18th, 2013, and it's got to be 420 somewhere in the world, and it's got to almost be 420 itself. That's right, the first 420 holiday in post-legalization America, and we're going to bring it to you live right here at 420radio.org. We will be at the High Times Cannabis Cup in Denver, Colorado, Saturday and Sunday. Our footage begins at noon Mountain Time. Coverage, footage, whatever. Our coverage begins at noon Mountain Time and extends till 8 o'clock p.m. Mountain Time. We'll bring you at least audio and the best video we possibly can, given our bandwidth constraints. But check us out. A lot of our friends will be there. Lively Libra, Adam Hand, Ganja John, gosh, so many. Grey Wolf is going to be there. Big Daddy Fink from the Funky Roller Rink. I'm Bago Schwago. I know I'll forget someone, so I'll just leave it at that. There's going to be a lot of good folks hanging out and volunteering at the 420 Radio booth. If you're headed to the Cannabis Cup, make sure you visit us. We've got a free sticker for you, 420 Radio sticker, and a Russ Belville Show sticker for you. Plus, we're going to be playing the 420 Radio multiple choice drug test. We'll be giving away some t-shirts for the winners of the drug test, so check that out all this weekend. That also means we won't have a show tomorrow. I'll be on an airplane, so we'll just have replays playing. And we'll also have replays tomorrow night of the Herb Thrasher Flower Hour. We're going to replay the hour two we had a couple weeks ago with Adam Hand and Ganja John and Nick Valdez. A whole bunch of people were in the studio. We'll follow that up with Bobby Black Hour. That's on tomorrow's Herb Thrasher Flower Hour, 8 o'clock Pacific time. But for today's show, we got all sorts of stuff to get to. It's time for Cops Say Legalize Drugs. James Gearock will be joining us. He was a former prosecutor in Cook County, Illinois. He'll tell us all about why we should end prohibition. We've also got Mike G from High Times Magazine, their web director, is going to join us to give us a preview of what's happening for the Cannabis Cup and give us all the latest updates for the folks that are heading to Denver, Colorado. We've also got a brand new Cheech and Chong tune, the fifth of the new album, Cheech and Chong's animated movie musical soundtrack album. I'll be bringing a song to you just very simply entitled Marijuana. That's on our Daily Toker Tune for Groovin' Thursday today. Also, we're going to go behind the headlines and take a look at all the events taking place on 420 in Denver and Seattle. And we'll begin with our 420 Radio News right after this break with some great news coming out of the Oregon Senate for sufferers of post-traumatic stress disorder. See you in just a minute.
We'll be right back after these messages from our 420-friendly sponsors. Support these advertisers because their ad money goes straight to the Russ Belville Show. You're tuned into the Russ Belville Show, the voice of the marijuana nation.
I'm Sub Cool from Team Green Avenger. At TGAGenetics.com, we are working on the leading edge of medical strains. Our strains are rigorously tested for THC, CBD, THCV, and other critical cannabinoids. Know your grow. Check out our genetic diversity at TGAGenetics.com. the home of Jelly Bean, Jack the Ripper, Vortex, and other award-winning cannabis strains.
This is your 420 Radio News for Thursday, April 18th, 2013. I'm Russ Belville. Oregon Senate passes bill to allow medical marijuana for post-traumatic stress disorder treatment. This from the Statesman Journal. The Senate passed a bill today that would allow people with post-traumatic stress disorder to get medical marijuana cards, but not all lawmakers were sold on the idea. Senate Bill 281, which passed on a 19-11 vote, is now headed to the House. The issue divided many of the Senate Republicans, some of whom weren't convinced that medical marijuana would effectively treat the anxiety disorder. While there has been anecdotal evidence about its beneficial effects on post-traumatic stress disorder, there isn't a consensus about the drug in the medical community. Senator Alan Olson, a Republican from Cambie, said, quote, "You know, you could sit down with a bottle of Jack Daniels and listen to Charlie Daniels and probably get the same effect," end quote. Olson, a former narcotics investigator, told other lawmakers. Democratic lawmakers said they were persuaded by testimony in committee from veterans who told them medical marijuana helped them deal with nightmares and other symptoms. Lottery winner to pledge $1 million to legalize cannabis from MarketWire.com. On Saturday, April 20th, activists and cannabis enthusiasts will gather in cities across Canada, including Vancouver, Edmonton, Winnipeg, Toronto, Ottawa, Halifax, and Yellowknife. This year, the annual nationwide 420 celebrations are entirely sponsored by lottery winner Bob Erb. When Bob Erb started buying lottery tickets in the early 1970s, ending the war against cannabis may have seemed more likely than hitting the jackpot. On November 2nd, 2012, four decades of playing the lottery paid off. Bob Erb won a $25 million jackpot. 2 days later, Canadian laws regarding cannabis changed too, as mandatory minimum sentencing for cannabis offenses came into effect. Looking to the future, Bob has pledged $1 million to fund national campaigns to end the criminal prohibition of cannabis and enact positive regulations regarding use, production, and consumer safety. Bangor smoke shops agree to pull popular synthetic marijuana spice off the shelves. This from Bangor Daily News. The owner of a downtown smoke shop and Main Street pawn shop agreed to halt sales of synthetic cannabinoids, better known as spice, at the request of interim Bangor Police Chief Peter Arno. "We're going to pledge to not sell any of the synthetic smokes at all. We're completely dropping it," said Chris Rulin, owner of Herbal Tea and Tobacco, on Wednesday afternoon. Richard Hatch, who oversees compliance at Cash Express, said Wednesday afternoon that he agreed to stop selling spice after his inventory runs out. William Easton, a 19-year-old customer of Herbal Tea and Tobacco, said two of his friends suffered seizures after smoking spice. He walked into the store Wednesday to thank the shop for agreeing to weed out the product. Pot grower faces drug gun charges in deaths of two intruders from UPI. A Seattle area man was arrested for shooting two alleged burglars who broke into a garage where he was growing marijuana, federal prosecutors said Thursday. Jeremy Capodanno of Puyallup was charged with federal drug and gun violations in the December incident, which left the two alleged intruders dead. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Seattle said in a written statement, prosecutors did not consider Capodanno's actions to be an act of defending his home, even though the garage was attached to his residence. Quote, "This defendant chose to enter the illegal drug business and armed himself to protect his trade, not his home," said U.S. Attorney Jenny Durkin. "His conduct brought thieves to his door, put his seven-year-old son at risk, and ended with him taking two lives," end quote. The government seized about 200 pot plants in their investigation, along with the pistol he used to shoot the two intruders, plus four other firearms. Prosecutors also said they plan to seek forfeiture of Capodanno's home, plus another residence in Kent, and two vehicles. Capodanno was taken into custody Wednesday night and faced arraignment in Tacoma Thursday. DEA sees rise in hash oil explosions in San Diego County, from 10news.com. Drug Enforcement Administration officials say they are seeing an increase in hash oil explosions in San Diego. In the past 12 months, law enforcement has responded to three significant hash oil explosions, including one in January at the Heritage Inn that burned three people. The DEA also found at least six other hash oil extraction labs locally, but fortunately, no explosions were reported. DEA officials say the main profit is money, with a gram of hash oil yielding anywhere between $30 to $80 on the streets. This has been your 420 Radio News for Thursday, April 18th, 2013. I'm Russ Belville. When we come back, we go behind the headlines and take a look at the activities happening in Denver, Colorado for the first 420 in the post-legalized era. This is the Russ Belville Show on 420radio.org. We'll be right back.
Adam Hand of Handmade Apparel produces quality custom designs for t-shirts, hats, and other apparel. Handmade Apparel is the official design shop for 420 Radio, The Russ Belville Show, Ganja John, and Cascadia Concentrates, among many clients who rely on Adam Hand for everything from short-run custom projects to full-run clothing lines. Adam's meticulous designs are individually crafted and screened in vibrant high-definition color. Visit handmadeapparel.biz to browse the selection of handmade gear or to get a personal quote for your own designs. Handmade Apparel, a proud supporter of 420radio.org.
Michael Phelps, Olympic superstar, 14 gold medals,
20,
world record holder, bomb smoker. So much for that demotivational syndrome.
Welcome back, everybody. 13 after the hour. Time for us to go behind the headlines. And, of course, this weekend we are headed to 420, the 420 weekend in post-legalized USA. Most specifically, the news is pointing to Denver, Colorado, where, of course, Amendment 64 has made the possession of an ounce of marijuana and the gifting of up to an ounce of marijuana between adults perfectly legal. And we are going to take full advantage of that at the High Times Cannabis Cup this weekend. Let me tell you, it's going to be a lot of fun. Before we get into it, just for those of you who might be new to the scene or don't know what 420 is all about, it has some other, let's say, infamous anniversaries attached to it. It's Hitler's birthday, 420 is. It's also the anniversary of the Columbine shootings, the Columbine massacre. So we try not to associate it with that. We decided to take 420 for our own. The code of 420, there's a lot of urban myths about what it stands for. Some people think it means that that's the code for the LAPD for a pot smoking in progress. That's not true at all. What most people have come to agree on is that 420 originated with a group called the Waldos, which was a high school group, informal kind of group of friends that called themselves the Waldos, who went to school in San Rafael, California, and would meet at a particular statue after their extracurricular activities. And it just so happened that, you know, by the time they got out of school, like 3 o'clock, 3:30, whatever it was, by the time extracurriculars were over, you'd end up at the statue at about 20 after 4, about 4:20. And that soon became a code amongst the Waldos themselves to say, hey, I'll see you at 4:20, or see you around 4:20. And the way the story goes, as it's related to me by, I believe it was Steve Hager and Steve Bloom, who've uncovered most of this, is that one of the Waldos ended up being a roadie for the Grateful Dead, ended up on the Grateful Dead tours, and kind of passed that knowledge of 4:20 around. And from there, you know, kind of spread like wildfire. Regardless of how it came about, 4:20 is now firmly ensconced in the American consciousness as the pot smoking holiday. I like to call it Marijuana Liberation Day myself. This is the day we all celebrate fighting for our freedoms. And that's what I think, you know, rather than just being an excuse to get high. And that's, I think, the way the media likes to portray it, is that everybody's, you know, celebrating an excuse to get high. We're smoking already. We're already getting high the other 364 days. No, 4:20 is about celebrating our fight for freedom and celebrating our community and our spirit and who we are as a people. Now, there's a bunch of stuff going on. The Denver Civic Center will be the Civic Center Park will be the place to be if you can't get into the High Times Cannabis Cup. That's where they have their annual 4:20 rally. There'll be about an estimated 50,000 people at that rally. I've never actually been to the Denver 4:20 rally because every time I'm in Denver for 4:20, I'm at a gig. One year it was the normal conference. Another year it was the Cannabis Cup. A medical cannabis cup. So I'll be encouraged to see photos and reporting from that event. Maybe we'll send some of our volunteers out there to get some photos for us. So you can check that out, the Denver 4:20 Civic Center. And I understand this year they're going to do it both weekends. Both days of the weekend, so Saturday and Sunday, they're going to expand it. So that will be very interesting to see how many people show up on the Sunday as well. And there is talk of so many people coming into town, of this being a huge tourist weekend in Denver, Colorado. Our friend and colleague Sharon Raver, the Georgia Mom for Marijuana, when she was booking her tickets, she said there's usually like 4 planes that fly from Atlanta to Denver on any given day. And this time there's like 14 that are flying out of the Atlanta airport to Denver. So it'll be interesting to see if we get a lot of delays of flights coming into Denver. Picking up on the tourist angle is a fellow who has put together what are called My 4:20 Tours. And he's, you know, taking this tourist angle and really running with it, because the guy is charging $499 per person. And that doesn't include the hotel or the airfare to get you there. That's just $499. Not including hotel or airfare for his tour, which picks people up in the limo, right? First, the limo picks you up at the airport, takes you to the Cannabis Cup. So I imagine the tour also comes with a Cannabis Cup ticket and other Denver area marijuana celebrations, and then deposits them at the end of the tour at a hotel where smoking is permitted on your patio at your room. So $499 per person. There's other tours. If you want to add extra days, this guy will extend it to 5 days, and the 5-day tours are from $649 to $849. And that includes touring a medical marijuana dispensary, touring a commercial grow, and a possible cannabis cooking class. And you know that other states have to be seeing this. Other tourism organizations have, you know, I can't imagine when somebody is trying to book a trip to go skiing and their choices are the wonderful ski resorts in Utah and the wonderful ski resorts in Colorado, and the ones in Colorado will let you smoke weed. I think that's going to make a huge difference in a lot of people's ski plans. We also have, of course, the High Times Cannabis Cup, which added on tomorrow, April 19th, a party featuring Snoop Lion, where he will be getting a Lifetime Achievement Award from High Times Magazine. Our own Bago Schwago will be going to that Snoop Lion party, and we'll see if he can get some photos for us for reporting. And Bago Schwago, if you got a camera, like a video camera, get some film as well. That would be very, very good for the show. Cypress Hill and Slightly Stupid are playing at Red Rocks, just west of Denver. That's all sold out. If you haven't got tickets yet, you're not going to make it to that. A few dozen miles northwest of Denver, UC Boulder, which was known as being the pot party capital. It was named in Playboy magazine in 2011. They draw like an estimated 10,000 people to their 420 celebration back in 2010. But last year, the college shut down the campus, spread all this fish fertilizer stuff all on the lawn to try to get people not to show up. They say they're going to be doing that again this year. So I don't know about CU Boulder. And then finally, 420 in Washington, not as big a deal just because Seattle has Seattle Hemp Fest, and that will be a huge deal this year. But Dope Magazine is expecting about 1,500 people for the Dope Cup, where they're going to have music, dancing, and a bar. They'll also have a smoking tent outside and food trucks. So check that out if you're in Seattle. Sure enough, there's got to be something 420 going on somewhere near where you're at. Even if that just means getting together with your friends and celebrating, do it. It means something for us to gather together and celebrate this. It really does.
Oh, have you?
Speaking of celebrating, that funny reefer, I think that's what we'll do.
A reefer man.
I know that reefer man.
Have you ever met
that funny
reefer man?
He tried to sell me North Carolina.
I think it's my dad. Swim
to China, he would sell you South Carolina. Then you know you're talking to that reefer man.
Hi, I'm cannabis.
Non-alcohol.
Do you know that I can be used to treat a number of physical and psychological conditions like depression, Huntington's disease, and osteosclerosis?
Your mother's an osteoporosis.
I can also be used to help those who are abusing our friend over here.
You know what the problem is with you? You think you're better than everybody else. Hey, look at me, I'm weed.
Okay, I actually do prefer to be called cannabis. I'm illegal.
I'm illegal. Because weed makes you stupid.
Fun. Big Daddy thinks.
Everyone knows music and marijuana go together, so let's wind up our 20 after break with the Russ Belville Show's Daily Toker Tunes, the best in pod-safe 420 music from around the web. Today is Groovin' Thursday, featuring rap, hip-hop, soul, and funk music. You can get downloads and more information about all our Daily Toker Tunes by visiting music.radicalrust.com. Now, sit back and enjoy your Daily Toker Tunes.
All right, folks, it's our last of the five new songs that we're debuting off of Cheech and Chong's animated movie musical soundtrack album. Big thanks to Dom and Caitlin out there at Dom Music, who are in charge of the promotions for Cheech and Chong's animated movie musical soundtrack album, who reached out to us here at 420 Radio and asked if we would be helping the promotions, and we are glad to. And this is actually I got a couple of other emails recently, one from another record label, I guess, that wants to help us help promote their artists through 420 Radio, and one from an artist who wants to get involved with us. So I've sent those to Bago Schwago and to Bacon Crispy PDX for the particular genres that those tunes were from. And we hope to get more. So if you know of record labels, producers, DJs, artists, bands that want to get some promotion and they're weed friendly, their songs don't have to be about weed. They just have to, and they don't have to smoke weed themselves. We're just looking for people that promote the ideas of freedom, live and let live, Nunya. If they're in that mode and they are fine with us smoking weed, we're fine with them promoting their music here on 420 Radio. So just let us know. Go to our contact form, 420radio.org/contact. find the pull-down menu for the particular genre, and that'll send the email straight to that particular music editor. So let's get that on. It'll be a lot of fun. And speaking of music, coming up later tonight, we've got a replay of Red Eyes Reggae Flashback. Check that out at 5 o'clock, coming up after our hour two. A new episode with all sorts of great roots, rhythms, and reggae stuff that you will love. Trust me on this one. All right, let's get to Cheech and Chong. This is new music. Like I said, new music from Cheech and Chong. We've got the links in our Daily Toker Tune section up at 420radio.org. You can go to Amazon and buy the tracks individually. You can buy the whole album. You can get it on iTunes. And on Spotify, if you go to Spotify, they've got a special commentary track for each song with Cheech and Chong telling you how they wrote the track and what it's all about. So to end today for Groovin' Thursday, we are going to go to their song that is so appropriately named and so simply named, just called Marijuana. Sounds good for 420. Let's get it on with Cheech and Chong.
Got a thing for marijuana, surrounds me like a sauna. When I get with you, I wanna tell the world how much I love ya.
I am a cannabis man, got a joint in each of my hands. Mexican or Panama red, this true love will never end.
In love with marijuana, makes me feel just like an iguana. I know I like you like no other. In the morning, I'm always looking for you, man.
I am a cannabis man once again. Got the grass in the back of my van. Colombia, no sense of me. I can't wait to feel you.
With marijuana, feel it in my balls, man. So many kinds of this skunky mama, she is my prima donna.
I am a Mary Jane man, smoke a bong or aluminum can. Let's light up this giant spliff, roll them up, we'll hotbox it.
Get some marijuana, headed down to Tijuana, driving in a van that's made of ganja, just to prove how much I love ya.
I am the Prince of Pot, got the river inside my sock, Northern Lights are purple power, oh, how I love this flower, oh.
I've been given a script to talk to you about drugs, rock and roll, having fun, a good time, and all that good stuff. Well, I'll tell you what, drugs is not a part of my everyday routine, it's not everyday fun, it's not good for you. All right, so listen, think twice before you do drugs, because there ain't no winners out there doing it.
Georgia, Hi, this is Willie Nelson. Alcohol prohibition didn't work in the 1920s, and marijuana prohibition isn't working today. It's time we stopped arresting responsible marijuana smokers. It's the fair thing to do.
For more information, contact NORML, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws. Call toll-free 888-67-NORML or visit their website at norml.org.
One of the most disturbing elements of the Prohibition War is how it's made police the enemy of otherwise law-abiding cannabis consumers. Fortunately, one group of police officers knows the futility of Prohibition and reaches out to educate the community and current law enforcement. Today, the Russ Belville Show visits with another speaker from Law Enforcement Against Prohibition with one clear message. Cops say legalize drugs.
Welcome back, everybody. You know, every other Thursday, we visit with another great LEAP speaker. And today, we've got James Garrick joining us back here on the show. He's a former assistant state's attorney in Cook County, Illinois. James, welcome back to the show. How are you doing today?
Well, great, Russ, and it's good to be with you.
Glad to have you here. You know, I wanted to open up with our drug czar. He recently was in the news, again, saying that he doesn't support the legalization of marijuana. And since this is written into his job description that he must oppose any attempt at legalization, how are we going to get around that?
Well, we've got one drug czar after another in America who has supported the war on drugs. So I don't suppose we should expect a whole lot more from Gil Kerlikowske. But the people themselves are speaking up. In states where we have marijuana referendums, and in some state legislatures like Illinois just yesterday, that for the first time the House passed the medical marijuana bill. Now we see progress. So the people are ahead of the politicians, they're ahead of the drug czar, and change is coming, though not as fast as enlightened people would like.
Yes, we were really excited to hear about that passage in Illinois from one, I believe it was the Senate, and moving on to the House. Do you have any insight on how that's going to fare, getting past the governor and becoming law?
Well, I believe that this will pass, and I believe that Illinois will be the 19th medical marijuana state. Julie Falco was an MS patient who held a press conference the day before. Let's see, what's today? Thursday. So on Tuesday, they held a press conference, and 250 doctors had in Illinois had signed and said that marijuana is medicine. And then this girl, Julie Falco, who has MS, was at the podium, and she at one time was going to take her life because she had tried so many different medicines unsuccessfully. And just nothing worked, and it cost a fortune. And I've been on the stage with her many times at colleges and universities. And one time what she did is she came in with this duffel bag. It was like a carpet bag. And she turns the thing upside down, and all these drugs fall out, prescription drugs and needles. And she'd hold one up after another and say these injections cost $200 a week, and the amount, the cost, it doesn't work. And so she was really so hopeless about getting on with her life, and the pain was so bad, and the spasticity that's caused by MS. And she was going to take her life. And then someone said, well, why don't you try marijuana? So she baked it into brownies, and she nibbled on a brownie, and for the first time in her life, got relief. She developed the MS. She learned of it in high school, and she's a young, attractive girl, so she makes a great spokesman. She's not interested in getting high. She's interested in helping her condition. So anyway, that was effective, and then we had Richard Mell, who's a powerful alderman in the city of Chicago. His daughter had double mastectomies performed, and now she's having problems with pain. And she's a state legislator, and she stood up and told her story of how she's taking this pain pill on a daily basis just to exist, and something that would work better, marijuana, she wasn't able to do. And according to the newspaper report, she could hear a pin drop in the Illinois General Assembly, and she gave a very powerful speech. It took 60 votes to pass medical marijuana through the Illinois House. For years, the Senate has been passing medical marijuana laws, but then it gets to the House side, and it's failed. Yesterday, they successfully had 61 votes in favor of medical marijuana in the Illinois House. It will now almost certainly pass the Senate, and I think the governor will sign it. So, finally, great progress in the second Midwestern state to approve medical marijuana.
That is really great news. And another news story that we were following through Illinois, specifically Chicago, for a while there, the aldermen were talking about a decriminalization measure, and I kind of lost track of the story. I was wondering what's the status on that.
Are you speaking of the pot ticket ordinance?
Yeah, yes. Yes, that's the one.
Yeah, they in Chicago for a long time we've been arresting kids and spending some $56 million a year for kids with small marijuana possession amounts. They get arrested on Friday or over the weekend. We hold them for several days. On Monday they get to court and judge throws out the case typically. And so we end up with kids getting criminal records or at least an arrest record even if the case is thrown out. And a lot of times job applications ask, have you ever been arrested? Have you ever been arrested for a drug offense? And so people need, if they answer truthfully, they need to say yes. And if they answer falsely, even if they weren't convicted, it's a basis to fire someone for lying on a job application. So anyway, finally, the city of Chicago, the city council passed an ordinance that allows the issuance of pot tickets. So people are not fingerprinted, photographed, taken to the station. They're simply given a ticket like you would get a parking ticket. The difficulty is that some of the aldermen made the license so stringent that it doesn't apply if you're caught actually smoking the marijuana, if you're underage, if you're in a park, or you're on school grounds. So they've eliminated most of the places where you're likely to find some kids smoking. And so its effectiveness, it's a year old now, and I haven't seen the report yet to say how frequently it's been used. But I'm hopeful it saved some kids from conviction. Half the home rule municipalities in Illinois, home rule municipalities meaning they have the power to pass their own ordinances and laws governing such things as marijuana have approved pot ticket ordinances in Illinois. So Chicago certainly didn't, you know, was not the leader of the pack. It basically was chiming in what has happened in many places throughout Illinois.
So
at least we've got it. Again, incremental progress.
And that's always good progress to get something. I'm wondering, how do we get beyond, it seems like people are willing to support the idea that we shouldn't jail marijuana users, just give them a ticket. But if you're caught growing or selling, they're going to throw the book at you. And then with respect to the medical marijuana bill that is just passed the Senate there seem to be so many restrictions on it, like not allowing minors in the program and having a very strict condition list. And even it being a 4-year, you know, pilot program to try to keep healthy people, I guess, from accessing it. How are we going to break through that and get it to the point where LEAP and our organizations say, you know, legalize these drugs, end this prohibition? What are the next incremental steps we have to take?
Well, I think when the public sees and politicians learn that this guy doesn't fall in because they've approved marijuana laws, including Illinois' pot, medical pot, that things will get better. Right now, it's been, or historically, has been of politics for somebody to say something soft on drugs. But the people now across the nation, majority of the people, we should have legalized pot. So it's just something that takes time. One of the big impediments to progress is that the United Nations has three prohibition treaties, the 1961 Single Convention and the 1977 and 1981, I believe, are the years. Don't hold me to the years. But in any event, all three treaties prohibit drugs, and they require the member nations to go back to their home states and to criminalize and provide for the deprivation of liberty, are the words in Article 36 of the Single Convention of 1961. And so marijuana is one of the drugs listed in that 1961 treaty, that it must be criminalized, that it must provide for jail sentences, for the deprivation of liberty. And then the same schedule, of course, is heroin, which is absurd. So really we need an amendment to these United Nations treaties. The United Nations is the fountainhead of prohibition of drugs worldwide. And of course, prohibition is the key cause for the crime, the violence, the corruption of the police and the kids, the building of the prisons in our country to the point where the land of the free is now the prison capital of the world. So the United Nations is the place where we need to start chipping away. And many people don't realize that. They think, well, you know, Congress should change the law, or their state representatives should change the law. And really, our hands are pretty much tied because the United Nations requires the nations of the world to criminalize pot and other drugs instead of the country being able to decide what's best for itself with respect to its own unique drug circumstances and or problems.
Well, we're beginning to see a lot of countries in the southern hemisphere, South America, that are moving toward decriminalization. I think Uruguay was talking about legalization. Portugal, of course, famously decriminalized all personal possession 10 years ago. Do these nations, are they making any sort of international push at the UN to make that sort of change?
Well, I think there's more and more of a move afoot to buck the UN Al Capone drug prohibition paradigm, which is in place at the moment. But Capone was in favor of the prohibition of his substance. The United Nations are now in favor of prohibition, just as the drug cartels are in favor of prohibition, and the street gangs are in favor of prohibition. So there is progress, because countries like Mexico, where they've had 60,000-plus people killed over 6 years, during the reign of Felipe Calderon, and the United States spending $400 million a year in Plan Mexico, just as we did in Plan Colombia years ago. So the violence is so bad that the people themselves down there are calling out for a change. And this eventually is going to reverberate and be heard in the halls of the United Nations, because the people of the world recognize that the war on drugs is public enemy number one. Unlike Nixon declared in 1971, it's drugs that are public enemy number one. In fact, in today's time period, it is the war on drugs that is public enemy number one.
James, I couldn't have said that any better. That is so perfectly perfectly stated. Thank you for joining us here on the show. I want to encourage everyone to visit leap.cc if you want to get involved with law enforcement against prohibition. And James, thanks for being here.
Well, my pleasure to be with you.
All right. Stick around, folks. We got Mike G from High Times coming up next. We're going to talk about 420. Stick around.
It's simply business. It's simply business. It's simply business. You know why they won't let us grow. It's simply business.
We'll be right back after these messages from our 420 friendly sponsors. Support these advertisers, because their ad money goes straight to the Russ Belville Show. You're tuned into the Russ Belville Show, the voice of the marijuana nation.
It's simply business. It's simply business. It's simply business, you know why they won't let us grow. It's simply business. It's simply business, you know why they won't let us grow. It's simply business.
Tokers, there's no good reason to get your dog stoned. While it might not harm them physically,
Imagine being a dog who already begs for treats all day, and then imagine that dog having the munchies. Not cool.
The Russ Belville Show reminds you to never smoke and drive impaired. Hang out for a while and share.
Cause the day was hard and your work was long, and you need a break from all that's wrong. You better look at the clock, cause it's 4:19. Time to reach in that pocket for your bag of green and smoke that weed.
You're tuned into the Russ Belville Show.
Get the session started, cause it's 4:20.
Since 1974, High Times Magazine has been the chronicle of the cannabis community. The Russ Belville Show visits with West Coast editor Dave Bienenstock for a look forward to the next issue and the next marijuana events in our High Times preview.
It's High Times, and we're trying to get Mike G on the phone, but I imagine he might be a little distracted. Let's see if we can get the call through to him. Calling him on his cell phone. I believe he's in Denver with the rest of the crew, and he may not have recalled the fact that we were scheduled to talk today, but we're coming up with 4:20 in Denver, Colorado. Do we have you there, Mike?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Mike, we got you. Radical Russ here at the Russ Belville Show, and we got Mike G from High Times Magazine. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Yeah, we're all here. The High Times staff is all hanging out.
All in Denver right now, so I understand all week long there's been stuff going on there.
Yeah, it's been a good scene. We're getting things kicked off tomorrow night. Friday we have Snoop Lion performing at the Fillmore here in Colorado.
Wow.
And then Saturday the Cup actually kicks off at noon, and then Slightly Stupid in Cypress Hill that evening at Red Rocks. And of course our award show Sunday night at Expo Event Center, so jam-packed.
And are we crowning a new Miss High Times at this event?
We are, yes. That'll be on Sunday evening at the awards show. Our senior editor, Bobby Black, is going to crown the new Miss High Times. So we're looking forward to that as well.
Yeah. We had Bobby Black on the Herb Thrasher show a couple weekends ago, and he was telling us a little bit about that and all the other events that are coming up. When did you get there into Denver?
You know, I just flew in last night, and with the snow and everything, the flight was delayed about 4 hours, but I was lucky enough to get in safely, and we're getting ready to start things up.
Snow? Good God, man. Snow? Are we going to pack snowshoes for this thing?
Ridiculous. Yeah, a lot of snow here. It was 70 in New York when we left, so kind of a bummer, but I think it's supposed to warm up a bit this weekend. We're expecting some nice weather, and which is good because a lot of the event is outside and the medicating and recreating area.
Yeah, that'd be a little bit of fun, having a whole bunch of tourists come in for the first 4:20, building snowmen. We could have some fun out there.
Yeah, exactly.
Snowball fights. All right. So we're looking forward to at least getting a little bit warmer weather. What is it, supposed to be in the 50s or something?
Yeah, it's supposed to get up to the 50s, and in Colorado, when it's clear and the sun is out, it's nice and warm and very comfortable, so I think it won't be a problem.
All right. Now, I've been watching our chat room over the past few days, and I saw some people talking about this. They didn't understand, what is it that, like, it's a cannabis cup and everyone can go to it, but there's also a medical area? Explain to people why there's a difference and what's going on with that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, when we started doing the cups stateside, you know, they were all medical, and we've always had a lot of respect for the state's medical laws, and we wanted to create an environment where medical patients from that state can, you know, medicate safely and check out all these cool, you know, advances in medical marijuana. So for Colorado, we wanted to do the first ever U.S. Cup where, you know, people from across the country can enter and win that. But we also wanted to stick to our roots sort of with the stateside stuff and also respect medical. So we have both. If you're a medical patient from Colorado, you'll have the opportunity to go in and medicate if you have your card and everything. And if you're just from Kansas or Nebraska or wherever and you're coming in and you're over the age of 21, you can recreate and just, you know, smoke. So, yeah, it's the best of both worlds.
All right. So there'll be one section where anybody on the planet who's 21 or older could be smoking weed. And then there's another section where medical patients from Colorado can be medicating.
Exactly. Yeah. If you are a medical patient, you have your card, you're from Colorado, you have access to both. but it's only going to be Colorado medical patients in the medicating area. There's actually a large medicating space. If your listeners had attended the CUP last year, it's that same space at Expo where the medicating area is. And then we have a very large sort of open lot where the recreating area is, but there's also a little medicating annex there as well. So if you're a Colorado pot patient, you've got two options for medicating, and everyone else has this really big, awesome recreating area where they could go in. Yeah, it should be great.
Well, make sure that if you're sick, that you get to the medical area so that you get the medical benefit from it. You wouldn't want to be in the recreation area where it's just for fun.
No. There's no medical benefit to that.
Yeah.
So if you're ailing, please hit up the medical area.
Now, is there also vendors in the medical area that you're not going to see in the recreational area?
Yeah, some of the medical dispensaries here in Colorado wanted to be specifically in that medicating area, and they're just they're sticking to their medical roots, and that's awesome, and we're very supportive of that. So, yeah, there are vendors specifically in the medicating area. And another one specifically in the recreating area.
Gotcha.
So it's a nice mix. And I think, everybody, no matter if they're a patient from Colorado or coming from out of state, they're going to have a great time. Lot to see, lot to do.
Now, another issue with the CUP, and I'm glad to see this, it looks as though you guys have put together some sort of rules for people that are offering samples of concentrates. Can you explain that?
Say again? I'm sorry, I lost you a little bit.
There was something I saw new that you were having some rules set up for any of the people that would be offering samples of concentrates.
No, I'm not 100% sure about that. It's we're definitely like the whole dabbing thing, has become a bit of an issue. We're trying to keep it, as safe as possible. So for anybody who's offering dabs to recreating people or medicating people, we just want them to be as safe as possible. We're going to have extra seating, so if they're not feeling well, they could sit down. There's going to be lots of water available.
Right.
So, if they're feeling lightheaded, they could sit down, have a little water, and just kind of, cool out a little bit.
Right, right. Yeah, that's what I'm getting at, is the fact that we're taking some care now to make sure, those of us out here on the West Coast, it might just be another day at the dabber, but for someone coming in who's never experienced this before, we got to give them a place to sit, we got to give them some water, make sure everything's cool for them.
Exactly, yeah, because, the thing is, dabs are great, but if you're not used to it, it could be a very intense experience, especially your first time, so we just want everyone to be as safe as possible, and we're trying to, install some safety measures to make sure that happens.
Now, we've heard everything is sold out. True?
Absolutely true. Yeah, it's been incredible. We never anticipated that it was going to sell that well. So it's about roughly a crowd of 12,000 we're anticipating for the Saturday and Sunday events. We've got a little over 2,000 for the Snoop Lion show, and just everything is sold out. So,
yeah,
we don't want you coming down there and trying to get tickets at the day of, because it is completely sold out.
Yeah, and if it's completely sold out, but you'll be able to catch some live coverage right here on 420radio.org. We'll be streaming live from the event, and you can get all your updates. And a lot of the High Times crew will stop by. We'll go and interview all the vendors and stuff, so you get some of the experience if you can't make it there. Mike, I'm wondering, when you guys are ticketing for this and getting the info on who's buying tickets, do you have any demographics, like how many people are coming from out of state or even out of the country?
Yeah, it's been cool. We do the ticketing through Eventbrite, which is, an online ticketing website, and they do have that map where you can kind of see where everybody is purchased and where they're coming from. And it's a great mix. It's really very encouraging, because you have a lot of people from, from Colorado, all parts of Colorado, but then you have a lot of people just coming from out of state, the neighboring states especially, but people are flying in from the East Coast, from the West Coast, a bit overseas. But it's been very, U.S.-centric, and it's a great mix. Like, all states are involved. And, encouragingly, a lot of West Coast people coming out from states that actually have medical laws in place, they're coming out to check this out. So that's great.
Absolutely. I know a lot of people are really excited to meet some of the vendors and some of the people in the Colorado industry, because while other medical marijuana states, like here in Oregon, have had a, don't ask, don't tell with respect to buying and selling weed, in Colorado, it's got one of the, most regulated industries out there. Have you had a chance to go out to some of these warehouse grows, some of these regulated grows and shops, and experience this?
Well, I just got in yesterday, but previously, this is our third cup in Denver, and previously I've had the opportunity to check out some of the grow spots, and, you know, because we've shot video and we've done articles on it, and it really is amazing how well-regulated it all is. You know, they have the Medical Marijuana Enforcement Division here, so they're checking it out from, you know, from seed to sale every step of the way. You know, they do a great job making sure that it's all within the rules that they've established for Colorado. So it's a very impressive, you know, system. Obviously, with anything like this, there are growing pains and there's room for improvement, but I do think they do a really good job of making sure that everything is by the books.
So when people are there at the Cup, you're going to get to see all these vendors of various, not just the Gold Rush, but the pick and shovels, is the way I like to put it out, all the ancillary businesses and such. Every time I go to one of these events, Mike, I find that there's one vendor or one product that catches my eye, you know, from this Cup, from the next Cup, from the next Cup. There's always one where I go, oh, that's the event of the Cup. Have you seen, you know, any of the vendors coming in? Is there anything you're looking forward to as a new experience at this Cup?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, like you said, there's always a bunch of great stuff that you're maybe not expecting and catches your eye and you want to check it out. You know, there's, like you said, you know, obviously there are people with medicine, but there's also people with great glass and clothing and all of these wonderful aspects of the business. But this time I'm particularly excited. Big Buddha, you know, who's a staple overseas when we do the Cup in Amsterdam. You know, he's always there. He has always has a great booth, a great presence. He's a great guy, Milo from Big Buddha. And they're actually making their way out for the Denver Cup. They have, you know, a really large booth, a great presence. So it's going to be really exciting to see him there. And, you know, he's going to have some of his great wares. And it's really cool to see, you know, people from overseas coming in.
Awesome. Yeah, I am looking forward to that and meeting all sorts of different folks because this is going to be big. This is going to be very, very big. How many different booths do you have? Do you know?
Oh, man. I don't have a specific number on that, but there are just hundreds and hundreds of booths. I just got back from doing a walkthrough of Exto for the first time, and they're already putting up the pop-ups. And, you know, all the tents and tables and everything are being installed, and it's just massive. I mean, there's just so much to see. It, you know, it's really an eclectic and amazing event. There's hundreds of vendors, so we're very excited. It's a huge task, you know, an undertaking to get all of this running smoothly. But, you know, we have all day tomorrow and morning on Saturday to get that running, and we're looking forward to seeing a lot of people there.
Yeah, I am looking forward to getting there, flying in Friday night. We'll see you there Saturday morning. Also, for folks, you know, if you check out the vendors, of course, check out the smoke, of course, but they've got some world-class panels from experts on various different subjects in the cannabis community. I'm on one of the panels as far as social media goes with folks from Hail Mary Jane, Bianca Barnhill's on it, Coral Reefer, Paul Token. What are some of the other panels people get a chance to enjoy?
The media panel, I think our managing editor, Jen Bernstein, is moderating that. And like you said, you're going to be there, and Lenny and, you know, a bunch of great guests for that. I'm also very excited. I don't know if your listeners know, but I'm, you know, the producer of Danny Danko's podcast, Free Weed. So on Saturday, Saturday at 5:00, Dan is going to do a live recording of Free Weed with some great cultivation guests. I think, you know, we've got Adam from TH Seeds. I think Swerve from Cali Connection is going to be joining us. Just, you know, a bunch of great growers. So if you're looking for some cultivation info, that's a great place to start Saturday at 5. Our cultivation editor, Nico Escondido, is doing his seminar on Sunday. And, all throughout the event, there's going to be really cool seminars. We even have, believe it or not, a wedding at 4:20 Saturday, a cannabis wedding. So
That's so excellent. All right, we're looking forward to that. Mike G from High Times Magazine. The whole event starts Saturday, noon Mountain Time. How long does it go till?
I think the expo closes at 8:00 that night, but then, you know, we go right off to Red Rocks. So if you have tickets for that, check that out. It's going to be Slightly Stupid in Cypress Hill that evening. Then we're back again Sunday at noon, and then we have the awards show that night at 7:30. And then after the awards show, we just added a live performance from Styles P.
Oh!
So it's going to be great.
You heard it here first. Styles P on Sunday night just added to the High Times Cannabis Cup, and we'll bring
just
you
added.
As much live coverage as we can. Mike, I will see you in a couple days. Thanks for joining us here on the show, and be safe, my man.
All right, Russ. Thanks for having me. I look forward to seeing you.
All right. Hey, that's all the talk about here for Hour 1. Toker Talk Radio is coming up next with Brian Duran hanging out with me, and the phone lines will be open at 971-533-7111. For everyone here at Rolla J Studios, thanks for joining us. No live show tomorrow. There will be a repeat. I'll be on a plane. So until Saturday at the High Times Cannabis Cup for 420, take care of each other, Tokers.
This is the Russ Belville Show. The Russ Belville Show is blogging and podcasting daily at RadicalRuss.com.
Take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it, and it goes down.